I now want to talk about the landline. You know, the tipping point occurred about 4 years ago in 2015. More American households were wireless than wired with a landline. And you know, we talk about tipping points happening very quickly. Like there's a real slow buildup, and then when they happen faster than you could ever imagine. We talked about this in a segment about 6 months ago when we went from horse to car. And we talked about that as it applied to the future when we're going to go from gasoline-powered car to electric car or solar-powered car, whatever it's ending up going to be. Well, this is happening and happened with the tipping point in landline to wireless. So around 2000, the United States average household, something like 99% were landline and maybe 1% were wireless, if at all. As recently as 2010, 70% of U.S. households still had a landline, 30% had gone wireless. Mm-hmm. The tipping point happened in 2015, and now it's about 55% wireless, 45% landline. Still 45% of U.S. households have a landline.
Well, George,
you still do.
Still doing.
Still real to you.
I don't have a great reason for you. The only thing is the very generic phrase of, I want to keep the lines of communication open, especially in case of an emergency.
Okay.
That's all I got.
So how often do you use your landline? Like about half your phone calls on the landline, because that's where people...
There are times when I use it when I'm having, if I'm totally frustrated with lack of reception on my cell.
Do you live in a bad cell area?
It's one of those weird things where your phone works great everywhere except for where you live. So weird.
Well, then you have to have a landline.
Yeah,
there.
Better now.
Although your phone probably has the feature where you can do Wi-Fi calling.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I play.
That's where your phone can make phone calls over Wi-Fi if it doesn't have a good cell signal.
Okay.
Do you have Wi-Fi at home?
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Just have never thought about that option.
Well, you're not in a big minority. 45% of Americans. Okay. In their household, they still have the landline.
I'm surprised it's still that high.
I wonder how many of those people keep it just to get the internet bundled with it at a reduced rate. That's what we do. And we just completely turn our landline off. It's off the hook.
Some people keep it for burglar alarm purposes.
Yeah.
But now those have gone cell, too.
Yep. I went wireless everything about, I would say, 2 to 3 years ago. I got rid of the landline.
Did you ever look back?
I've never looked back.
This is the first time you've looked back.
I've never looked back, and it's never caused me an issue, knock on wood. They think that in about 20 years, nobody will have a landline. That's kind of the projection as of right now. That could happen a little sooner than later, but in about 20 years, the landline will almost cease to exist. And that got me thinking about something else, because this popped up over the weekend in a discussion with friends. Do you remember the party line? Now, I don't know that we are old enough to have experienced the true party line, but I was talking with someone who's in their 70s, and they vividly remember that when they were growing up in a rural part of America, they had the party line. And for those who don't know what a party line is, that is, and it usually happened in sparsely populated communities, there was basically one phone line, the whole neighborhood shared it. Now, there are different versions of the party line. Sometimes it was shared only between two households or 10. The phone company would offer you a menu, and you could select a private line, which was costly, a two-party line, a four-party line, a 10-party line, a 20-party line.
What a beating. You have to wait for somebody to get off the phone. You could have people eavesdropping on your conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what got me thinking about it, because what do we complain about today? A lack of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the days of the party line, let's say you're sharing it with 10 other households or 20 other households or 40, maybe a whole community. You would have your own individual ring, whether it was the way it rang or the number of rings or something like that, or the sound of the ring. But you might get a call and you would pick it up and there would be another conversation going on the party line. So you would either have to beg them to let you talk.
Wait, it could ring while people were still using it?
Yes.
It would ring at your place, but it was a different ring. My sister had one.
No, I know a different ring, but I'm saying like people were already using the phone line and it could still ring at your house.
If somebody called you, they were calling you, but there was another conversation going on the party line, it would still ring at your home. So you would pick it up, and you could either conduct your conversation while the other conversation's going on, or you just have to wait until that conversation ends.
Wait, how can you conduct it when another conversation's going on?
You couldn't. You'd say, call me back later.
Obviously,
the phone's being used.
And we didn't have party lines when I was a kid, but there was something called a group line. And when this number got out at school, everybody used it. So it would call this certain number, and it was, I guess it was...
Oh, it's like a teleconference.
It was like a teleconference, right, or a precursor to the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Huh. And you would get on, you would call into this line, and you'd hear dozens of other voices. Maybe if you called late at night, you would only hear one or two. But you'd call into the line, and hey, who's on? Who is this? And you know, you'd shout out to your friends to see if any of them were on the group line. Did you guys ever do that?
No,
I do remember that barely. When I was real little, it seems like there was some, we called into some line and there were a bunch of people talking and we just were trolls.
The actual party lines peaked from about the Roaring Twenties through World War II, and in wartime there were shortages, so a lot of people had to double up on party lines.
You hear the latest about Hitler?
The first farmhouse my sister lived in with her husband, they had the party line, and sometimes we'd have to call them back, and you could always tell when their neighbor picked up the phone because your voice would start echoing, and you'd have to say, we're using the line.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that so Green Acres?
Yeah, it was really weird.
I remember a story from a few years ago. It was the story of the last party line in America. And it was some old woman who had it. And she was the only party that still subscribed to that party line. So it had been her own phone number, basically, for
she wasn't gonna
20 years.
Yeah.
But she was still on the party line payment. And so she was the last person who had a party line in America.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
They say that this even touched the sports world in 1942. Tennessee's strategy for their football game against Ole Miss was revealed over a party line when one of the coaches was listening in and got the Tennessee game plan.
Oh, we're going to run the ball off tackle.
That caused a huge SEC controversy. And they say that party lines do still exist. That woman may have been one of the last to hold on, but they say that in some rural campsites, where there are, say, a string of 20 cabins, they're linked up on a party line.
Mm, like campsites.
And so, yeah, if you like campsites, you'll love this party line note. So the party line is still out there, but pretty much dead. And the landline, we're probably 10 to 20 years away from that being pretty much dead, too.
Good. It's stupid.
Landline?
What?
Bad phone?
Oh, gosh.
How Ryan would get all your numbers from you.
In his Palm Pilot.
Magic stylus.
And he never would back it up, and the thing would crash every 3 months, and he would come back around asking for your number again.
Need some digits.
I didn't back it up, okay, Gordo? All right, landline, bat phone.
That was another Ryan's repeat the phrase. I would always say, oh, you got your Palm Pilot with your magic stylus. It's not a magic stylus.
Hey, look, Ryan's brought his boat anchor.
It is not a boat anchor. Still use it. All right, 7:48 on the ticket. How Texas Tech did it, made it to their first Final Four next.